KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 14 with a wind chill of 8. Good morning. George Blummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Monday, February 5th. News sponsored by the Glen Haven Retirement Village, First National Bank and Trust, and E&E Construction. It's going to be chilly and breezy today. We'll have winds this afternoon increasing to about 25 out of the south-southwest. High about 47, and we're still under a burn ban, as you know, for western Oklahoma. Candidates start filing for city council posts in Chickasha and Minco this morning. The story part of today's Cool News.
There comes a time when a family member may need a nursing home or perhaps an assisted living center. You want a local, clean, caring facility that will take care of your loved one. We invite you to visit Chickasha's Glen Haven Retirement Village, 29th and Iowa. Come out, take a tour, meet the staff. Cleanliness, kindness, medical treatments, delicious food. When it comes time to choose a nursing home or assisted living center, choose carefully. Choose someone you trust. Glen Haven, 224-0909.
Candidates for city council in two communities getting their paperwork in order today. The filing period now underway for city council posts in both Chickasha and Minco. 5 council posts to be filled in Chickasha when the April 3rd election comes around, including that of mayor. Current Mayor Hank Ross says he will not be running for re-election this year. 2 candidates who have already announced their plans to run for mayor are Chris Mosley and Tom Rose. The other 4 council offices up for election in Chickasha are Howard Carpenter in Ward 4, R.P. Ashanti Alexander in Ward 3, Blake Elliott in Ward 2, and Jerry Pittman in Ward 1. All of those candidates for city council file at City Hall. The filing period runs through Wednesday. There's 1 Minco City Council post to be filled. That's in Ward 2, Office 2. Candidates for that post file at the Grady County Election Board. City Council of Chickasha meeting this evening. They'll get an update on the lawsuit the city's filed against the firm that failed to follow through on a promise to expand to the area. The lawsuit is against Word Industries, and it'll be discussed behind closed doors with the legal officials. The lawsuit regards a $250,000 loan the city provided to Word Industries, which was supposed to help with their relocation expenses. Company officials announced in January of 2016 that they were moving to the area, but the move never materialized. The council will meet at 6:30 tonight at City Hall. Winter months aren't normally big months for building permit applications at City Hall, but January was an exception. Permits for more than $3.5 million in new construction approved by the city's Community Development Department last month. Topping the list, the building permit for the new Best Western Plus Hotel that's going to be built out near the Grady County Fairgrounds. A groundbreaking ceremony for that hotel was held in December. That was one of just 9 building permits approved by the department last month. Other commercial work order was for a $3,500 upgrade for the Pregnancy Testing and Guidance Center at 12th and Choctaw. There were 7 residential projects approved, none for new single-family homes, however. All the residential construction totaled about $160,000. More cool news coming right up.
One bank. One local bank. One crazy, mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the community served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
Weekend traffic accident sent 4 people to the hospitals with 2 victims admitted in critical condition. A crash west of Anadarko injured 3 men. 39-year-old Stephen Myers of Anadarko airlifted to an Oklahoma City hospital. He was admitted in critical condition. 33-year-old Charles Price Jr. and 47-year-old Michael Downs, both of Sorrel, taken to a Lawton hospital. They were both admitted in fair condition. That accident happened just after midnight Sunday. Price was driving a car that failed to go around a curve on a county road and hit a tree. A trooper on the scene reported an odor of alcohol at the crash site. The other accident critically injured a Marlowe man, 33-year-old Shane Sacco, airlifted to an Oklahoma City hospital when his SUV crashed northeast of Alters. This was late Saturday night. The trooper on the scene of that crash said Sacco was taking a curve too fast when he ran off State Highway 62, and the SUV rolled nearly 2 times. In agriculture news today, nearly 11.5 million head of cattle on hand in feedlots around the country as of January 1st. That's up more than 8% from the previous year and the largest on-feed count in 6 years. Cheyenne Burns with Grady County OSU Extension has other numbers concerning that report.
December feedlot placements represented an unusual weight pattern, with increased placements of feeders under 600 pounds and over 900 pounds.
She said placement numbers for the 600 to 900-pound animals were down a little more than 4.5%. Another nice contribution to the city of Chickasha's animal shelter, Tractor Supply donating about 1,000 pounds or half a ton of dog food to help care for lost and abandoned animals at the shelter. A pallet filled with several 25 and 50-pound bags of dog food delivered to the shelter. Lieutenant Trey Alexander was thankful for the contribution, saying the city appreciates all donations from businesses and residents. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange down about 1% last week to $64.45 a barrel. London-based Brent crude was down 2% to $68.58. Natural gas down 10% for the week to $2.84 per million BTUs. Gold starting the week at $1,340 and silver $16.85. Our weather forecast calling for sunny skies today. We'll have increasing winds this afternoon to about 25. We'll have a high about 47 for this afternoon. And remember, we are under a burn ban for all of western Oklahoma through February the 16th. Right now, it's fair and 14 with a wind chill of 8 downtown Chickasha. And get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
When it comes to garage door repairs, nobody gets you back on track like Paul Batchelder and John Ellis at E&E Construction. Whether it's simply a stubborn garage door opener or you need to replace a broken spring, call E&E Construction and they'll get right to it. They'll even install new garage doors for residential and commercial buildings. Quality, reliability, dependability. That's E&E Construction. Call 779-6558. That's 779-6558.
In sports, a rare Monday night high school basketball game tonight for the Chickasha Fighting Chicks and Lady Chicks. They'll be taking on Bethany tonight in games that were rescheduled from December. These are the final home games of the year for the Fighting Chicks and Lady Chicks tonight. And Chickasha will try to score a couple of wins. Bethany swept to both the boys and girls games last time they played in Bethany last month. We'll broadcast the games on our sister station tonight, 106.1 The Ranch. The girls play at 6:30. The boys will follow. Now, after tonight's games, officials with the Canadian Valley Conference will be setting up this weekend's conference crossover games. Although games will be played in Washington Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, so we should know when Chickasha plays tomorrow morning. After climbing to number 7 in the national rankings, the USAO men's basketball team has lost back-to-back games. After dropping a double overtime home loss to number 15 Oklahoma City University last week, the Drovers went on the road Saturday, losing to unranked Central Christian at McPherson, Kansas, 85-67. The 67 points scored the fewest they've put on the scoreboard in a game this year. The loss drops USAO into a tie for second place in the conference standings, one game back of Oklahoma City University and Wayland Baptist. In the meantime, the USAO women ran their winning streak to 6 games in an 88-49 win at Central Christian. It marks a big mark for USAO, their 20th win of the year, only the second time in team history they've reached the 20-win mark. Darian Hill led USAO with a season-high 29 points. USAO remains tied atop the Sooner Athletic Conference standings with Oklahoma City University. Last night at the Chesapeake, or this is actually yesterday afternoon before the Super Bowl, the Oklahoma City Thunder losing to the LA Lakers 108-104, their fourth straight loss. And speaking of the Super Bowl last night, the Philadelphia Eagles win their first ever Super Bowl title as they beat New England 41-33. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, all sponsored by E&E Construction, the First National Bank and Trust in the Glen Haven Retirement Village.